Your husband was born when?
1908.
1908, in what month?
December 12th, 1908.
He'll soon be 69. Yeah. He's moving on up.
Yeah, he's moving on up there. And he's a fisherman. And all his
ancestors. Yeah, you know, like I noticed he was going fishing the other day.
He retired 3 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And that's all he's done ever since, is fish. And his mother was just as big a fisherman as he is.
Really?
Yeah, and she, as long as she was able, this creek down here had just plenty of fish in it.
What's the name of the creek?
Big Creek.
Oh, that's Big
that's
Creek right
Big
there.
That's Big Creek, and it goes right on through by our church, and it's like still that. Big Creek. It goes into Lapa River over yonder. That's out of Erdendale. Now, where it originates up this way, I don't know.
Let's see, like, you live on what side of Irwinville?
I live on the north side of Irwinville because it's right straight down this road.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And, but this creek goes right on by here. And it used to, I don't know where you've ever eaten the pike fishing or not.
No, ma'am.
Well, they're the best there are. And this creek just furnished plenty of them back then. And, it's dried up several times since, and you know the pike fish is just about gone. But she could go, she could catch them just like he can. He can catch them when nobody else can. And she could too.
Must be a talent in it then.
It's a time because the whole his mother was. And every last one that I ever knew fished. Because he had an uncle to die not many years ago. That was way up in his 80s, and the old fella did love to fish.
Where was his mother from? In what county?
Wilcox.
Okay, like she was born in Wilcox there?
Now, where his daddy come from, I don't know.
Yeah.
He just was one of these wandering boys, you know,
yeah.
Wandering off, because he's the only one of the family. There's no other other than just my husband and his brothers and sisters, because, of course, you don't remember it, and I don't either. But his family lived in Brunswick, and he got them wandering on off up here, you know, and found her, and they got married. And then his daddy died, and his mother left him there to clear up the business off here on a sawmill. His dad, his granddaddy did.
Oh.
And, so she went on back to Boston, her and a girl. And they kind of kept in touch just once in a while, you know, with a letter. Back then, you know, well, it's worse than it was now because you can't, they didn't write letters very often. And they had that Boston fire, and I don't know what year that was, but it was a long time ago. And he never heard from them since.
And that was who?
That was my, husband's daddy's mom and dad, and mom and sister.
Oh.
They were there when that Boston fire was.
So then that was your husband's granddaddy.
That's right, the grandmother.
Granddaddy
died.
Oh.
And in Brunswick. And she went back up there. They must have come from there.
He was the one that had the sawmill, the granddaddy.
Yeah.
Had the sawmill.
And so when this boy, the daddy's name is Alec, and he wandered on up here, and let's say he met Ms. Wilson and married him. And, but his mama and daddy, his mama and sister went back to Boston, and they were there when that fire burned up the city. And he never did hear from them anymore, so that just left him and his offspring, as old as we are. That's in the king. And he's the only boy that's left, and he's got two sisters. He had one brother that has one son. He had one son and two daughters. And, of course, we...